Hey, Anthony Bartolo back again with Can IT Pro Connection. I'm here with Ed, the Senior Enterprise Solutions Manager here at BlackBerry, and we're here to talk about BlackBerry Enterprise Server on Azure. Ed, I've got a Pearl 8100. What can you do for me?
That's a classic. You should keep it for your collection.
Let's get started. So in all seriousness, we're here to talk about BlackBerry Enterprise Server on Azure. This is an exciting day because we're moving one of the most well-known enterprise solutions for mobility into the cloud. Ed, what was done to accomplish this?
Well, last year, Microsoft actually came to us and asked us about joining the Azure cloud. And at the time, we were kind of wondering what was unique about it. Well, at the particular time, they were talking about rolling out Azure into the Canadian region. So we started with that, and now we're all over the place. In BlackBerry's case, we're not just a device manufacturer anymore. We've been a software manufacturer for quite a while now. And all of our software, guess what? It runs on Windows servers. So it seems like a nice fit. We get to be in the Azure marketplace. Your ecosystem gets to get stuff. We get to get stuff. But most importantly, if you're a developer, if you're an IT administrator, if you're a BES admin, if you're executive, and you want to try BlackBerry software, well, today you can go to our website, of course, and you can download a copy. Works for 60 days. Free trial licenses, that sort of thing. But you got to put it somewhere. You got to put it onto a server, maybe something under your desk. You got to get it working on your network. Well, what if you can just get it running in the cloud for free? Azure offers a 30-day free trial. We offer a 60-day trial. You can go right onto the server environment. You can test your heart's away, put a device on there, put a OS X, a Windows phone device, whatever it is you want to do, and try it for free. And if you don't like it or you do like it, that's great. We live in a world now where mobile software is evolving very rapidly. Everyone's releasing new devices, new updates to their OS, and so on. Well, the server software is equally rapidly changing. It wasn't so long ago where 18 months or 2 years, maybe you get a new version of the software, maybe a hot fix. Now for us, every 3 months, if there's a security feature, we put out a hot fix. If there's a selection of features, you're going to see a new update once or even twice a year. And as an IT administrator, you're not going to put that into production right away. You're going to want to try this thing out. If you're trying to build applications in this environment, you want to try things out. Wow, I can click on Azure, click on free trial, click on BES 12, install it. 20 minutes later, you're off to the races. You can see for yourself, do I want this build? Do I want to wait for the next one?
What I love about this solution is it falls right into the best practices of DevOps and the fact that an IT professional can spin up a BlackBerry Enterprise server right on Azure, provide the access to the developers to develop the customized solutions on that platform, and then enable it into production once the development cycle has been completed and tested and vetted by the IT pro.
You know, it's not so long ago where you'd have to download manuals and read them in the software and make a contract and an NDA and all this sort of stuff. Now we live in a world where you watch an online video, you click on the workplace, you download your software, you attach your device, and
there you go.
You're done, yeah.
So that's what we're actually going to do. We're actually going to the next room over, and we're going to sit on one of the computers, and we're going to actually install BlackBerry Enterprise Server into Azure and then detail the steps out for you. All right, so we're going to get started on doing an install of the BlackBerry Enterprise Server 12 on Azure. Is there any notes to make mention of in terms of before you start, what you should worry about in terms of devices or setup of anything?
The typical way for doing one of these installs, if we weren't using Azure, would be to go to our website and request a trial, which would allow you to download the software. It would also get you configured with licenses and so on. But if you install through Azure, it will prompt you after the initial installation to go off and do that. So either way is fine. You can start with us, register for a free trial, and then install Azure, or you can start with Azure and then go for the trial. So we're going to start that way today.
Okay.
So we're on the new portal. So we're just going to start off by creating a new device, new machine. So we're going to go look for a BES 12. So we'll start with search for BES. And the version we want is, we're going to go with the latest that's on here today, which is BES version 12.4 dev test trial image.
And there's also the full-on base image there as well.
There's also the full-on base image. The DevTrust trial image is a little faster on setup because a bunch of things are pre-installed, including SQL Server. And if you're someone who just wants to kick the tires, see what the bez looks like, or if you want to try activating a device without having to go to the trouble of installing Exchange and everything else, this is the way to go. So we're going to start with that one. We're going to kick create. I'm going to configure the basic settings. You can pick whatever you want here for your machine name. I'm just going to call it Ed's Bez Test. Username, I'm going to use dev, and I'm going to put in a sort of standard password that I like to use. Azure subscription.
Yep.
Okay, we're using my friend's here's. Resource group. This is important if you're going to do a cluster of machines and things. For today, since we're just doing one machine, it doesn't really matter, so I'm just going to call it Ed's resource group. You can pick whatever location you want. Defaults to US East. That's a very busy site, so I'm just going to go switch to Central. I don't know. Maybe it's closer to where I am right now.
Yep. Now, just to quickly mention, we are using an Azure Pass to do this demo. If you have an MSDN subscription, you also have the credits on that to do the trial.
And you can also do it as a guest.
Right. I mean, you're doing a 30-day demo, right?
So we're doing Bez Test Trial.
Right.
So our trial is going to be a 60-day free demo. If you logged in with an Azure subscription with a 30-day trial,
right.
Pretty good pairing if you want to try things out for 30 days.
Yep.
when we set up the bezes, we included a couple of different default sizes. The minimum specs for any machine are usually pretty minimal. So you can actually run this on a smaller spec than I've got here for the default, but it's in the cloud. You know, it's a difference of pennies a month.
Yep.
And if we're on trial here for 30 days, I'm going to go for the big guy.
Right.
So let's go for D3 and take everything. And away it goes. Let's see, check the default settings. Now, if you're in a company that blocks firewall ports and stuff, you may have to fart around with some settings. We're just doing this over a generic Wi-Fi network,
yep.
So we're just going to go for it. Everything looks fine.
Now, if you have the existing firewall rules up, all you're doing is pointing this to your firewall as the gateway.
Right. The example for me is at my company, the default behavior is turn it off.
Yep.
Ask for permission to turn it on. So once we've actually created the Bez here, you'll log into it with RDP,
okay.
desktop, and they block the default port at my company. So I have to go into Azure and change the default port from 3389 to 8080 or something.
Yep.
Or go down to your local friendly coffee shop where they have free Wi-Fi or something. So it's thinking right now, it's creating the server, deployment started. We're going to probably fast forward at this point, and when we come back, you'll see that the server has deployed, and we'll start off by going in and connecting. And
actually, in essence, this takes less time than for the snow to melt on April 4th.
Yeah, it is kind of a crappy day. Thanks for coming up in the snow. Who would have guessed?
White knuckled the whole way here.
Well, you know, Canada has snow.
Canada has snow.
In April.
What did you name your husky again?
Okay, so our deployment has finished, so now we're going to go look at what we created. Resource groups. And there's Ed's RG. And there's my virtual machine, Ed's Test Bez. I'll tickety boo, and we're going to connect. So I'm just going to open. It's going to be running RDP.
Yep.
So we're going to use another account. Now you might remember I typed in dev for my account and password. You can just ignore these. You're going to get, as we go through this process, you'll see certificate errors about trust and so on, self-signed certificates. We can ignore them, both on the RDP side and on the BlackBerry side. You wouldn't do that in production, of course.
Yeah, of course. But for testing.
For testing, this is fine. And we're in. So we're in an instance of, not of Azure, but of a machine on Azure.
Yep.
So this is the Bez itself. It's a Windows 2012 server. And it's already been pre-configured by BlackBerry to have our software installed. So as soon as I click on no here, it will come up with a screen asking me what I want to do next. I want to just configure this to run standalone, no Exchange, and so on, or do I want to make this part of an Active Directory forest? And this, for the use case today, we're just going to do the quick and dirty.
Now, if we wanted to later on, after we've done the quick and dirty, move it to a migrating it to an Active Directory forest, how hard would that be to do that changeover?
It's not terribly hard, but it's probably simpler just to start from scratch.
Right.
I mean, to be honest, it's, you know, all the configuration information that we're doing here is just for the experimentation.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you're going to experiment, well, let's do it from scratch.
Okay.
If this was a production server,
yes,
that's a different story.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so now this part will take a couple of minutes. So basically, because we've chosen to use the local store of information and so on, it's going to drop the database, reinitialize it. It's going to rekey it with some security keys and so on. It doesn't take very long, but a couple of minutes. And we're back to Azure, waiting for this to reboot. Let's go back to the home screen. Bookmark that. There's a little pin cushion. Oh, there we go.
It opened to the dashboard.
Oh, we didn't type it in by hand.
Well, you can just, yeah.
It'll be in your downloads folder, or we just go back into here and do it again.
Yep, connect. Oops, first one.
And it's up. And this time, when it reboots, it'll come up with a web page giving us instructions on what's new with this build and what we should do to get ourselves licensed and so on to make this thing actually work. Think, think, thunk. One of the things that happens when you first get a BlackBerry Bez up and running, just a useful little tidbit for those of you who are trying this. You don't actually need to install valid licenses for the first 48 hours. There's a grace period. So you can go in and you can add a device and activate a device and so on, and it will work for the first 48 hours. But you need to really put the trial license in. So we're going to do that today.
Yep.
And at that point, you're good to go.
If not after the 48 hours, the SRP ID gets blocked, right, from the gateway?
That's right. Well, actually, not the SRP ID, the actual device.
Oh, okay.
You can't register. The devices will stop working.
Stop working.
We do want our. We do want to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's the README for 12.4. If I scroll down a little bit here, it'll tell you about installing what's unique about this image. For example, there are a number of base accounts that are set up.
Yep.
SQL Server, SA account, that sort of thing, all worth knowing about. You can get all this information from the manual on Bez itself, but this information's, I mean, everyone's going to have to use it in it
right
when you first start. if you want to get a license to actually run BlackBerry, a test trial, you can click on this link.
Which is the one that you already did.
Right.
Right.
Earlier. So in fact, I'm just going to close this and I'm going to hide this.
So quick question, when an update comes out for Bez, how is that implemented on this image?
That's an interesting question. This is server software.
Right.
So you don't want it, unlike an application, say on your phone where, you know, Clash of whatever suddenly updates overnight.
Right.
You don't want your server automatically updating any more than you want Windows 2012 automatically updating. or maybe you do, but you certainly want to be aware of that fact.
So for now, first, right?
Right. So for now, what we've done is we're not auto-updating BEZ.
Okay.
So you'll see releases in cycles on Microsoft Azure right now. So the 12.3 release is on there.
Yep.
And the 12.4. 12.4 is about to get updated to 12.4.1.
Okay.
You can do an update in place. Just download our software and update in place with what you've got here. What will eventually happen is I'll just replace the 12.4 release that's on here with the 12.4.1 release. And when 12.5 comes out at some point, it will get added on, and at some point we'll drop 12.3 and so on.
But if I have like the 12.3 now and I want to migrate to 12.4,
right.
Do I do like an upgrade as I would on an on-premise server, or would I just do it in the VM itself?
If you're doing a DevTrust trial instance, that would say the same
you
thing
as
just blow it away and start from scratch. If you're in a production environment, you'd have to go to the manuals, and we do explain. Because you don't want to recreate your database,
your users,
and so on and so on. There's a process for doing an upgrade cycle.
Okay.
So in the interest of the DevTrust tile demo that we're talking about today, it's always in the manual somewhere.
Sounds good.
Or maybe an online video.
Maybe another one of these.
Maybe another one of these. Okay, so what I've also got here is I've also got what I've done earlier. I've set up a test trial account.
Okay.
So I'm just going to click on the email that gets sent, and then there's a link to myaccount.blackberry.com. So what you've got here is two pieces of information. You've got an SRP ID. That's a unique identifier for the BEZ itself, including its authentication key. And then I'll have a separate one for the license store for the 50 device license that I have for 60 days.
Okay.
So if I'm going to just copy this. These are one-off keys, right?
Yep.
I'll go back in here, I'll go to the BEZ. Let's make this a bit bigger. Scroll down. There we go, BEZ Management Console. Again, another warning about certificates, you can ignore those. More information, continue. We're going to ignore that, and we're going to start with the first login.
So this is the admin login.
Is the admin login, and you might remember earlier we talked about this being on that web page.
Yep.
Do I still have that? No, I closed the web page. So I know what it is, so there we go, admin, P2SSWORD. Actually, no, it's a straight password for this one. And then it'll immediately ask you to put in a new password.
Yep.
Where am I? I'm actually in Canada right now, so...
Hence the foot of snow that's outside.
That joke never gets old. Well, it does when you have to shovel it. Organization name, it's just basically asking who you are.
Yep.
I'm just going to say I'm EdTest. Going to paste in my SRP ID. I'm going to go back to my web page and get the authentication key. Copy back over here, paste it in, hit submit. The BEZ gets blessed. BEZ will now register itself over port 3101 out into the cloud onto our network relay infrastructure. And then admin will come back and ask you to change my password.
There you go.
And it's asking for a new one.
Look away for the security and the password.
Sure. And I've changed the password. I now have a fully functioning working BEZ.
Awesome.
Okay. So I don't know how many minutes that was exactly, but...
just about 20 minutes, I think.
So if we look at the very first screen, it says, welcome to BEZ, let's get started. Which devices will you be managing?
Yep.
BlackBerry, Android, iOS, OS X, and Windows. A couple of suggestions here. If you're registering and managing iOS devices or Android for Work devices, both Google and Apple require you to register with them. So you're going to have to go through a cycle of registering them for iOS and Android and so on.
Yep.
It's not required for BlackBerry. It's not required for Samsung Knox and so on. So there are some choices. If you had a BlackBerry 10 device in hand or a Samsung Knox device in hand, you could actually get activated and be up and running in another minute or so. We're not going to do that today.
Yep.
But if you want to register that iPad or you want to register that Nexus OS X device, that Nexus device from Google, you're going to have to go and set up with Google's Android for Work program.
Yep.
and you're going to just set up with Apple's iTunes program.
Yep.
Not a big deal, but worth remembering if you're planning on doing everything in 20 minutes. Okay. Hint. So we're going to skip that.
Yep.
Security and organization, we're going to skip that too.
Because this is a dev test box that we're setting up.
Right. In fact, we can ignore all of this.
Yep.
And not show this again. So let me just give you a little layout of the land here. Remember I said you had that 48-hour grace period?
If
you click on settings and you scroll down to licensing, this is where you would put in that magic licensing.
Yes.
Okay, so if we click the licensing settings, expiration warning, okay, that's fine. Licensing summary. This is where you would activate licenses.
Yep.
So right now we have no licenses in here. Despite that, this will work for 48 hours.
Right.
But if you have a license, go in and activate it. So I do have a license somewhere here. So if
can you activate it after the 48 hours of time?
You can, okay. Yeah, exactly. I can't remember if the trial starts right away or if you have 60 days from when it's issued. I think it's 60 days from when it's issued. So if you don't activate it right away, you have up to 60 days to activate it
okay.
and then use it forever the balance of that 60 days is. Is it license or my downloads? I never remember. Think. There's my licenses. Going to copy. Come back over here. Activate a license. License activation key. Activate.
So at this point, licenses are in, we're back at our dashboard, and now we can start adding devices.
Right, and you can actually pass out a URL to administer this yourself. So right now I'm logged in as the administrator.
Yep.
As a user, you can also go back in and process things yourself with self-service. So it's the same URL. Minus the admin at the end,
yep.
localhost in this case, and then from that
device
point
activation.
On, yeah, you pick a BlackBerry 10 and you specify a password. And there's a video that plays that tells you about how to do things. You can either do that yourself from your phone or your Windows 10 desktop or what have you, and away you go. And when you're done, that user's name will show up on your display list with a model that's been activated and so on. And Bob's your uncle.
That's awesome. And less. In about 20 minutes time, we got a full BlackBerry Enterprise server running up in the cloud.
In Azure.
And ready for testing.
Ready for testing.
Excellent.
Thanks, sir.
So for more information, we're going to have the full detailed post on how to complete this on canitpro.net. And if you have any questions, by all means, fire them off to us. And if we need to rope in Ed for any questions, Ed?
Can I plug my blog?
You can plug your blog.
Sure.
Of course you can.
Look for devblog.blackberry.com. You'll see blogs from myself and some of my colleagues about how to do stuff, not only with Bez itself, but development tools, ad hoc, watchdogs, good, and so on.
Ed, thank you very much for
thank
your time.
You.
From the deep freeze, this is Anthony Bartolo for Can IT Pro Connection.